Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Dan Coder with the Ottoman Hospital Foundation. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning.
Dan, you have an event coming up that I know some people look forward to all year long because it's a once-a-year event. So tell us about that.
All right. It's called the Wailing Big Band Harvest Dance. It's going to be here on Saturday. Starts at 5 and lasts till 9. We got a band coming in of older gentlemen. I don't believe there's women on it, but if there are, they're older people. Kind of like the Lawrence Welk theme.
Ah.
Do you remember those days?
Oh, yes. Still see them on TV every once in a while.
You
flip the channel.
The big band is kind of like getting more and more obsolete. But anyway, we got them coming in. You pay at the door. It's $15 for adults, $7.50 for students. Or children, you get a meal out of it, and it's just a pretty good time. There's an open bar as well.
Okay. Well, it's the kind of music that actually I think somewhat is coming back. You know, we see the ballroom dancing kind of thing. It's amazing how it's coming back. And if you don't dance, it's still good listening.
That's right.
Yeah, so...
And we usually attract a lot of the older generation from that because they remember their good times when they were younger, I'm sure. And so they like to go back and remember it and listen to that music. So.
And some of them are still good dancers.
And they're very good dancers. Yeah. They can actually teach us something.
That's right, exactly. So whether you want to dance or whether you want to just listen, you can come. And one of the opportunities, Dan, I think, is that, you know, some people, like I say, they look forward to it every year because you've been doing it for several years. So it's a nice social event too to visit with some folks.
Exactly. It does bring in the community. I think the community looks forward to it every year. And again, the money is for the donations or goes toward the hospital for items. For example, we're using some of the donations towards a portable digital x-ray machine for the radiology department for this year.
And I think your fundraisers often are kind of with a goal in mind for a specific kind of addition to the hospital. Is that correct?
That's right, yeah. And that's what, yeah. I think last year we did a mammogram. We paid, you know, partial for
mm-hmm.
It's
so important for the hospital to keep up to date. You think you have a new piece of equipment and, you know, next year you're going to need another new piece of equipment.
It seems like that's the case. You got to keep up with the Joneses. And in order to be a top-notch hospital in the community, we have to make those adjustments. And the foundation is here to help them make that come true.
Absolutely. And what a blessing, actually, for people in the area to know that they have a good hospital locally, that they don't always have to drive across the state to go to a hospital.
Yep, definitely.
Yes. And I'm assuming that you do have physicians or doctors who come in, specialties who come in on some kind of regular basis?
Yes. For example, I just recently in August had knee replacement surgery. And so I had to go, they don't do it here, but I was shipped off to Council Bluffs at the hospital there. And that doctor comes around to the hospital, I think, once every Monday or once every month to review, to go over and see the patients mm-hmm. To see how they're doing.
So once you had the surgery done, then you could stay at home, so to speak.
Yeah, I did my physical therapy, which is a great department mm-hmm. as well, here. It was pretty easy.
Yes, thanks. Thank goodness that you can get that done.
And we have the equipment in the physical therapy to get it done as well. So it's mm-hmm. like a little miniature weight room.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay. So people with various kinds of needs, there's that physical therapy room that can take care of it.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And then the employees can also come in. There's treadmills and bikes and stationary bicycles. So employees can actually come in and members can come in, not members, but the community pretty much. You just sign in and you can use the equipment.
Do you have a wellness program for your employees?
You know,
that'd
be something you
not a question that you take care of.
Right.
Okay.
I'm sorry. sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, having the equipment there certainly would encourage folks to take care of those kinds of things.
Yeah, yeah. I think that in itself does do that. But I really don't know if there's a we just that's recently right. hired a health coach.
Okay.
So maybe that's something that that she might, you know, get going if we don't have it.
I would think you're on your way to some kind of wellness program. That's great
sure.
to have a health coach.
Oh, definitely.
Now, Dan, this is one of your fundraisers, but you yep. do some other things throughout the year.
Yeah, we have, let's see here. We just finished up with a Books or Fun Fair. And that basically, he sells all kinds of different books, a lot of children's books. And then basically like Christmas items.
Mm-hmm.
So that went really well. I'm waiting for them to give me back a dollar amount of what we made for that. And before that, we had what they call a Scrubs Uniform mm-hmm. Fair, where a company from Carroll comes over here and sets up the hospital scrubs, you know, the uniforms.
Sure.
And we do that twice a year. So we had one in March, and we just had one here in September, I believe it was. And up and coming for, we got the annual giving coming up as well. As soon as the harvest dance is over, we kick right into that. And that goes to a majority of the community. And then outside, it's like a big circle area from Audubon. And it reaches all the way out to, you know, sometimes Des Moines, Ames. Got people out there that we would send a donation letter to.
Mm-hmm.
And then the following, going into the new year, we're looking to have another golf tournament. We had one this last year. I wasn't here for that, but I heard it went well.
Well, now with that new knee, you can get out there and play golf.
And then the mud run.
Which
I got here the day before, and so I got to observe it the following day, and that was pretty successful.
What an event.
Yeah. And so we're going to tweak on that and make it even better. And a lot of the stuff is also on our Facebook. If, you know, people are interested in taking a look at the Audubon County Hospital Facebook page.
Good point. I'm sure you have photos and keep people up to date as to what's happening there.
Well, at least the schedules of kind of what we're having going on within the last, you know, up to 3 months,
mm-hmm.
it's on there. But we'll update it all the time of what's happening down the road.
And so Facebook, Audubon Hospital Foundation, is that?
County Hospital Foundation.
Okay, we need to put county in there. Okay, well, and I know people can find, if you do Facebook at all, you can find pretty much anything you want. Just look
yeah.
around. But they are fun way to keep up to date with things and see what's happening.
Yeah,
so that's
nowadays
good to know.
That's one method of doing it.
You bet. And now, if people have questions about the foundation, how can they reach you?
They can send me an email at foundation@acmhhosp.org.
Okay.
Or they can call me directly at 712-563-5295.
Okay, Dan, we've talked about a variety of fundraisers, and let's remind folks of the one that's coming up this Saturday.
Okay. Again, it's a big band harvest dance at the Agri Center at the Audubon County Fairgrounds. It starts at 5 o'clock, and it goes through 9 o'clock. You get a meal and open bar, and that includes sodas and water if you don't drink. And the cost is $15 for adults and $7.50 for students and below.
Okay, what a bargain. Great music, good food, good fellowship. Hey,
good,
it's a bargain.
Yes.
Well, we want to thank you very much, Dan Coder, for visiting with us and reminding us of the Wailing Band Harvest Dance. I think I got that name right.
Wailing Big Band Harvest.
All right. That's happening in Audubon this Saturday. Thanks so much again to you, Dan Coder, with the Audubon County Hospital Foundation.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Until next time, here's a thought. To succeed, you need to find something to hold to, something to motivate you, and something to inspire you.